Hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy New Year's to everyone. Oh man, we finally made it through 2021. It's been amazing, dude. Just like the whole experience of going through this past year. I always try to make every experience the best experience, whether it be bad or good, because I always feel like you could take something dramatic. Like this year, I would say the most devastating thing I had was losing my grandmother. That was probably the most devastating thing, because at her last days, I feel like I got to know her better than that before. And so when she passed, I felt like it was taken away from me. And so I looked at her and I made her loss drive me, you know, just the love she gave me. It was just amazing. And just so, and just the knowledge she had too. Like when we grew up, we were mostly around our grandparents, right? My mom had to work, but we hung out mostly with my grandfather. You know, my grandfather was one of the best grandfathers ever. And so when he passed, it was our turn to take care of our grandmother, right? And so that was my chance to know her better. But in the beginning, she was just grieving and stuff. So at the short end of her life, I got to know her much more in detail, more just about her personality, because my grandfather, he was just center stage, and he was just a great storyteller. So when I got to finally hear my grandmother go in detail of stories of her childhood, of what she's been through, and just, you know, seeing us grow up, it was just amazing. So when that was gone, I was just so bummed. I was just so upset. I was in a dark hole, because I just felt like something was taken away from me too early. But I know we're going deep right at the beginning. Damn, haven't started. But I think it was just great to have that, because both my grandparents are up there, and I feel like they're looking after me every single day, pushing me, and just being my guardian angels, if that makes sense. You know, it was kind of cool. I'm actually at my new workplace. It's called Design Sound, and I'm at their rehearsal studio, and it's really, really cool. So speaking upon that, there was a tough moment in my life when I was trying to find a gig. I was trying to find a gig that will work with, you know, this, you know, the producer side and stuff. And so it was funny, I was talking to my mom, and she was like, why don't you ask for guidance from your grandmother or your grandfather? And I was just like, it's weird, because I wasn't really big in religion. You know, we grew up, you know, Catholic, but it wasn't, you know, my mom never forced us to get into religion. But it was great to have that, some type of faith or spiritual sense, because it helps you drive to certain things. You know, for a long time, I would dog in religion because I just never fully understand it. But when I talk to multiple people, I now get it, why they rely on that religion. Because in a way, like for me, I'm more, my gods are, or my spirits are my, you know, saints or my grandparents. You know, I always looked up to them, especially my grandfather. He was the hardest working motherfucker I know, you know, and was a great grandfather. And so, and my grandma, she was so great at nurturing, loving us every single day. She would cry constantly when we leave. And it was just like those two together, I look up to them. So in a weird sense, they're kind of like my my goddess, if that makes sense. But I don't look at them like, you know, I don't, you know, obsess with them. I know they're looking down on me. And so speaking, you know, in that sense, how I got this gig, it was really cool. It was just like, it was weird because I just was like, I have like this candle and this picture of my grandma. And I was like, hey, you know, I was like, no, no. It was like, show me some guidance. Give me something to show me the, some, give me direction, give me some guidance of how I can come through this. Cause I was pretty bummed. I was, you know, wasn't working, wasn't getting much money. And so, I was struggling. And finally, this light came in and I got this gig. And it's just phenomenal. Since day one, this place has been amazing. I've been able to focus more on my projects. Because in moments at the end of the year, I was really, really struggling to work, to find any motivation. I kept this hidden because for me, I felt like I just needed to deal with it myself and to find a rhythm, to find some motivation. And so, yeah, just ever since then, if I've been quiet, it's because I've just been trying to focus on the path I want to go to. Coming, you know, being 2022, that's my main motive, is like, okay, where do I want to go in the direction of my career, right? And there's been things that, you know, I had to cross off just to be like, yeah, that was my goal before, but now it's not. It's just, I think that's the hardest part to admit, is like, or just have that, you know, courage to be like, okay, I had the dream or had the ambition to be this person, but in reality, it's just not happening, or maybe that's just not myself. So that's the one thing I've learned so much is this past year, is look into reality rather than a dream. You know, sometimes, at least us producers, our dream is to win a Grammy, or get the number one song on the Billboard charts, or, you know, something in that realm. That's the biggest dream. You know, I definitely would say the Grammy is number one. But to me, like now, I'm just really just want to be happy. That's the foremost thing. I just want to be happy of where I'm at in my career. Working with people that I really want to work with, or the people that I you know, connect with, you know, not only musically in a deeper level. And just, that's like my major goal. It's nothing tangible. Yeah, like before I was like, you know, hit 100,000 plays on Spotify or something crazy, like stupid numbers of how many followers I have. But now I'm just more on track of putting out music that, you know, or collabing with people that really, really dig, and I'm proud of the projects, and that will make me a better producer as well, and a person. You know what I mean? I feel like we get carried away sometimes of the music, thinking that it's bigger than us, which is not. You know, I feel like without us, the music wouldn't happen. Right, especially as, you know, as the role as a producer, you have a major role. Like, you are the executive, I would say, that, or fuck, maybe the CEO, and you oversee everything, right? You oversee what is going on in the whole process of the, you know, of finishing the track, whether it's you finishing the track or you hiring somebody else that finishes the track. Especially in a business standpoint, you gotta look at what would financially make sense for you, so you don't take a loss. And there's some projects that you're definitely gonna take a loss. It's just the hours just don't make sense. You know, I've been doing projects that are just, the hours don't make sense of the pay, but that it's because I'm more dedicated to the project than the pay itself or the experience. Because right now, like before, I was just like, I was more worried about the financial part of it rather than the experience. And before I was bitching and moaning about the experience itself. So it was like there was like a no win for me, because it was both negatives. Either the pay was shit or the experience was shit, or both were shit. And I just was very, very negative. I was just there was a point of this past year that was just like I was so negative and just so distraught. But I think it was because of my grandmother passing and just things, you know, not going well, not going right. And that's that for me. To you guys, it's okay. Not everything's going to go perfect unless you make that step, that first step, you know. Like, for instance, you've always wanted to open a store. Take that step to find how to open a store. Research, look at other people that are in that industry and see what you can do. See if you can volunteer, see if you can work at another facility that is the same industry as you. Just take that first step. And you just like look back and you're like, oh, it wasn't that bad. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. I was working on this one particular project, and everything was done. Basically, everything was done, and it just had to be mixed. And I just couldn't get myself to mix it. It was just, the project was great. It just wasn't, I was distracting myself. I would literally open the project and then look on like cryptocurrency and just the market and stuff. And I would just find distractions. I would get on my phone and I'll listen to podcasts. I would just deny myself from this rather than really just opening the project and opening a plugin or researching about a plugin and or figuring out what's need to be done, writing down notes on what I can do better on the mix. And just something little like that can make such a crazy improvement. But for this particular project, what I did, I literally just grabbed my studio that was in the apartment and I took it out on the balcony. It was a nice day and I was just like, you know what? I gotta go back to my fundamentals of how I got so, getting my creative juices going. So I just did it. I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna fucking move the studio outside. And it was funny because I bought a patio, bistro set, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go outside. I'm gonna work on stuff. And I never did. For months and over months, I was just like, I was in that funk. And then finally, that one day, I was just like, you know what? Let me just fucking do it. So I did it, and it was so easy. The mix, I finished that mix within a day or two. But just something like that, just moving yourself to another place or, you know, picking up new hobbies, you know, or, you know, getting into groups, social groups and stuff. Because I don't know about you guys, but this past, I don't know, COVID, you know, I feel like it was lingering on from 2020. I feel like 2021 was still effects of it. And a lot of people just were going that funk, and I was part of that, guys. And so I'm just here to kind of give you that ambition to just, or that, you know, that spark to just do it. Just go after what you want to do, because at the end of the day, you're going to be like 55 years old and you're going to be regretting it. You're going to be like, fuck, I should just start. And doesn't mean you can't start at that age. You could start, fuck, you know, seeing people start businesses when they're 70. You know, Colonel Sanders didn't, you know, make it big till he was like in his late 50s. So it's like anything's possible. It's just starting. That's the only thing you need to do is just start. And just, man, that's if I were to give you like a caption for 2021, oh no, sorry, for 2022, I would just say, just start. You want to start that podcast? Just do it. Get a mic. You don't need anything crazy. You know, me, I don't have crazy stuff. It just, you know, some gear that I had in the studio. You want to make music, get into it. Get a laptop. You know, fuck, there's ways to do it. You just have to start. Don't hesitate. Don't be afraid. Because I was one of those people. I was one of those people that was afraid of what people would think. But I was, you know, more hindering myself. I was, you know, I was insecure about myself. But once you start, you just start. Like when I first started this podcast, I was so, I had a hard time listening to my voice, seeing myself in this camera. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm ugly as fuck. My voice sounds like shit. And just like, it's just one of those things that you get too caught up in your head and it's okay, you know? It's fine. You just gotta go through it and then things will be okay. Finding an affordable recording studio to rent is quite difficult now these days. A lot of them are requiring you to pay a minimum of $50 up to $250 an hour. But luckily, I came across this great recording studio called Pirate Studios. They have tons of mini studios in one facility. And what's so cool about it, they're all around the world. They have one here in LA, a couple in New York, and quite a bit in Europe. These are great facilities. They have everything that you need. Microphones, keyboards, monitors, interface. All you need to do is plug in the USB to your laptop and you're ready to go. Luckily, I have a referral code for you guys to use. So if you put promo code RAUL600435, you will get credit and also I will get credit. Once again, this is amazing studio. I think it'd be great for you guys to check out and let me know what you guys think of your experience at Pirate Studios. But if I have a goal this year, I think my goal will be branching out to different genres, going outside my comfort zone. If that makes sense, because normally I, you know, produce EDM, R&B, but I want to get into, I was thinking, man, like I would love to do like a reggae album, like mix of R&B, electronic, but like a heart of reggae, even gospel. I've been looking into doing gospel music, just not just because of the whole religious side of it. I just admire the musical talent of those musicians and those singers, the choir singers. They're phenomenal. A lot of them just crazy, crazy, crazy skill level. And I just admire the improv that they do. And it just like, you know what I mean? It's just amazing. Just that detail of it is just, it's magical. Whether it's, you know, it's such a beautiful sonically, especially in a church. Like a wooden church, you just hear like a huge full choir with the band behind them, and just, I think it's unbelievable. So yeah, I'm just really trying to branch out, trying to push the level of myself. No one else, just myself. And I think it's good. I think it's healthy to push yourself, because you see a lot of people that are in the comfort zone. And it's okay. I think it's okay to be in your comfort zone if you like it, right? If you enjoy it, because I go back home occasionally, and you know I'm from a small town, and I see a lot of people. I see that one kid in high school. He's still working at that grocery store, and every time I see him, he's just happy. He's like, hey, how's everything been? And I'm like, yeah, good. I chop it up with him. But oddly, I envy him because he's happy in a small town. He's got his wife. He's got his kids. You know, he just loves that small town. And just he's just comfortable, right? In that sense, that makes sense. You know, that whatever brings him joy is the greatest. But for me, I can't. I wanted to get the fuck out of there. I went to school on the opposite side of the country because I just wanted to broaden my, you know, experience. I just wanted to get more into, you know, mostly I wanted to just be by myself. I wanted to be all alone in the world that no one was around me, no family was nearby me, any close. And I loved that. But that was out of my comfort zone, you know? A lot of people wouldn't be able to do that. And back in my hometown, they, you know, majority actually of my classmates, they still back home. And for me, it's oddly because I envy those people because they, the simplest thing is the most enjoyable to them. But for me, I can't. I want the next thing. And I think that's one thing that I struggle the most is I can't find like full content, if that makes sense. Like I'll be done with the track and I'll be happy about it, but I'm like, oh, it could have been better. Instead of just being happy that I was just doing what doing what I love. So in that sense, that's what I'm saying. Like people that, you know, are content with the things that they do and they look at the people that are comfortable and they're content on what they do. It's fine. I think it's okay, especially musically. Like if you like to make dance music or, you know, a tech house, cool. If that makes you happy, who gives a fuck what anybody thinks? If you sound like so-and-so, who gives a shit? As long as you're happy, that's fine. But if you're unhappy and you're just like, man, I can't get myself out of there. You can get yourself out of there. Just you're uncomfortable or, you know, suckily, you know, shitty in our industry is like you're locked into that something, right? And you go outside, you're a sellout, you're that. But I've seen a lot of artists that are just like, you know what, fuck it. My happiness is more important than society or the industry putting labels on myself. And that's what's so great about at least myself is I'm not trying to put myself in one genre, like one trick pony. Like, of course, my heart and soul is dance music, right? But I love R&B, I love producing hip-hop, pop, dark pop, you know what I mean? It's just fun. I feel like it drives me, it gives me, that brings me happiness, branching out. And so for me, what I'm trying to say is for you guys to find that in yourself. You know, right now I'm talking to the producers right now, or singers, you know, or songwriters, musicians. Just find your happiness of, you know, you don't have to be stuck in that one genre. You can, you know, push yourself. You can get out. But if you're happy in that where you're at, then it's okay. It's fine. You know, people get discouraged. You'll be like, oh, I'm stuck in this. No, as long as you're happy, who gives a shit? So I think we just need to be happy. 2022, let's just fucking be happy, guys. And just, you know, fucking just go for it. And so that's all I want to say, guys. It's really quick. And I'm just so thankful for everybody being part of my music career, my personal life. It was just amazing. I'm just so blessed of everything that's happened this past year, just being part of big projects and just seeing people like me being able to grow with other artists as well. And that's amazing. Seeing other artists grow themselves, you know what I mean? That's why I love doing these like song breakdowns, especially these indie artists, seeing them grow in numbers and just themselves and just the art that they create is just, it gets even better. And it's just a beautiful thing. So, yeah, guys, I just want to wrap it up and happy new year. You guys take care. Nothing new in the books. Actually, I take that back. I got another track with Angela that's gonna come out soon. Don't know the date. Should be sometime in the beginning of January, but I'll try to confirm that. But all is that. But yeah, thank you guys, and then I'll see you in the next one. We'll be right back.
fool played and betrayed. Got me feeling just like I